You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges. We come to you live every Sunday evening from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. And we are the show that's trying to free America one enslaved mind at a time. Our thanks to Joe Hagman, and good discussion on the penetration into the mainstream media by the independent media. And it really is beginning to occur. And thanks to Joe for his thoughts on that and other areas. And if you're saying, hey, how do I get a copy of Doug's book? Simply go to thecommonsenseshow.com and click on the icon in the right-hand side with Doug's picture and the title of the book, Stained by Blood, and you can get your copy. This hour is brought to you in part by Numana Foods. And any crisis that comes down the pike, whether it's cyber attack or economic collapse or the banks close or World War III or whatever it would be, you need to have storable food. And we offer the best in storable food. Mike Adams has done comparison tests on Numana to other foods and has found that they surpass these other storable foods in every category. No glyphosate, no GMO, so forth. So how do you get familiar with this? If you're not, how do you get started? You know, give your family the peace of mind that you want to give them, knowing that you're all prepared. Go to numana.com/Hodges and use the promo code HodgesNOV5. Next week, we're going to have Bob Kudla on. And Bob Kudla is going to be talking about the economic forecast. And it is none too rosy, and there's new things popping up. He's the guy that broke the fact that we've got the car loan bubble. And he has a great service out there that I would encourage people to take advantage of. It's called TradeGeniusAcademy.com. All one word, TradeGenius, like Einstein, TradeGeniusAcademy.com. And he'll teach you how to do what he does and walk you through it. And he's got support people and videos, and it's really good stuff. So that's TradeGeniusAcademy.com. We're also brought to you by Health Masters, one of my favorite companies in the whole wide world, because they saved me from knee surgery a couple of years ago. Awesome. I had torn meniscus, partial tear, and I called my friend Dr. Ted, and I said, Ted, what anything I can do? I know it's probably a lost cause. He said, here, take these supplements. You'll be, and you know what? No surgery for the boy. And you've heard the story with the Hagman protocol. You know, Doug's blood sugar was up over 400 points, and who did he turn to? Well, he didn't call Ghostbusters. He called healthmasters.com. And you can do the same thing. All the great products at Health Masters also have a coupon code associated with it for our listeners. Dave5, D-A-V-E-5, and you get to take 5% off all those great products. And be prepared when you go to healthmasters.com to spend a little bit of time there on the website, because there is something there for everybody. And I mean that sincerely. And I'm going to say this, you hear me say this a lot on my podcast, that we all need food, guns, gold, ammo, and medicine. Well, I'm sorry, but if we're in crisis, your doctor's not going to be writing prescriptions, and he sure as heck isn't going to let you stockpile and hoard. So you better learn to go natural. Remember, the synthetics all come from the natural medicines, and that's where you stockpile for emergencies, is using natural health care. That's why my favorite is healthmasters.com. And speaking of healthmasters.com, through the magic of radio, we have Ted Brewer. We had a late cancellation with a guest appearance here, and I called Ted, and I said, Ted, can you help me out? And I said, yeah, because we were going to do this in a week. And I said, well, can we do it now? And Ted says, oh, yeah, and he was really enthusiastic. Yeah. And I owe Ted big time for this. But we're going to talk about a number of things. I'm going to get his opinion on the healthcare bill and world events. And he's a much in-demand guest. He's on the Hagmann Report a lot. He's all over the map, has his own show here on Global Star Radio Network that we'll talk about. It's a terrific show with his son, Austin. And so, Ted, without further ado, I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for filling in at the last minute, but I think this segment will be none the worse, and I think it'll probably be for the better. Welcome to the show, Ted.
Dave, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me back on. It's always my pleasure. I love your show. It's just such a blast to do it because, you know, it's your show, Hagmann show, you know, the Hagmann show, the Hodges show, and of course the Sheila Zawinski show and my show that I really promote a lot because, quite frankly, you know, we're all kind of working together as a team and we all kind of support and cross promote each other, and it's really making all of our shows a lot bigger and a lot better and a lot faster growth. I mean, it's really been wonderful. But if people want to hear my show, I covered a very interesting topic on Friday. Tonight's going to be about health and nutrition tonight, but on Friday I covered the geomagnetosphere around the planet and how we are tied into it as living organisms into this magnetic field around the planet. You guys would really, really like that. But if you want to hear that show, you can call that number at 641 after Dave's show tonight, I may add, 641-552-5310. That's 641-552-5310. And that show changes every 24 hours. You can hear the entire show just by simply calling up, or you can go to healthmasters.com and you can look it up online and you can listen to it via podcast. But we talked about the magnetic resonance field around the planet and what the Sabbatean Kabbalists do, these folks that do the human sacrifice, which are between 20,000 and 30,000 people a day on the planet, by the way, when you look at the actual numbers, to maintain the frequency levels they do in this field, this energy field around the planet. So we went into great detail on that on Friday. So if you guys want to hear that show, call that number and you will get a lot of information you probably were completely unaware of. We also talked about chemtrails, what chemtrails do, what they have in the chemtrails, and how they're tying us all together into the 5G network to continue to control the energy field around the planet, which is that veil the Bible talks about that's been put over the eyes of the unbeliever so they cannot see or know the truth. This is what all of this pedophilia is about, human sacrifice is about, and all of this child abuse is about. So you guys, if you want to hear that, go ahead and you listen to that show. But Dave, let's talk about health right now. I want to ask everybody a simple question. Maybe you guys have thought about this, but why are Americans so sick? I mean, we have to think through this for a second. Back in the early 1900s, infectious diseases were the leading cause of death in the United States. We had tuberculosis, pneumonia, diarrheal disease, all those types of things caused about 30% of the deaths. However, by the end of the 20th century, death from chronic diseases, basically deficiency diseases such as heart disease, cancer, stroke replaced the deaths from infectious diseases. And the U.S. has now been experiencing an epidemic of autoimmune diseases, the prevalence of various autoimmune diseases that involve brain and the immune system dysfunction, such as celiac disease, lupus, MS, type 1 diabetes, is also common that it's been normalized. Considering that chronic illness is now the leading cause of death and disability in the United States, it is puzzling that public health officials continue to focus their efforts on preventing infectious diseases through vaccination, but appear to be considerably less concerned about the prevalence of chronic illness and autoimmune diseases. I'm borrowing heavily from an author by the name of Parpia on this article he's written on why Americans are so sick. I'm also including my own commentary in this article, but I want to give him credit for part of this. The chronic disease is the leading cause of death and disability in the United States, such as heart disease, diabetes, cancer, chronic lung diseases, stroke, account for near most of the deaths in the United States. These diseases are responsible for 7 in 10 deaths among Americans each year. In 2011, 171 million people, more than half of the population in America, had at least one or more chronic diseases. The main cause of sickness and disability and skyrocketing health care costs to the nation is primarily because of the glyphosate, because of the fluoride, and because of the immunizations, and because of the GMO foods. Chronic diseases and disabilities among children and adolescents are also escalating. The rate of chronic health conditions among children in the U.S. has increased from 12.8% in 1994 to 26% in 2006, particularly for asthma. Epidemiological studies now show that 1 out of 4 children, or about 18 million children under the age of 17, suffer from a chronic health problem. That's nuts, guys, at 25% of the
kids.
That's
crazy.
18 million children have a chronic health problem. This is all absolutely horrible. Autoimmune diseases are among the most prevalent diseases in the U.S., affecting more than 23.5 million Americans, particularly women. More than 80 autoimmune diseases have been identified. The most common of these affecting Americans are type 1 diabetes, lupus, MS, rheumatoid arthritis, and celiac disease. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, these conditions tend to develop in women in the childbearing years. Historically, autoimmune diseases have not always been this common. The prevalence of both autoimmune diseases and allergies has been increasing since in the U.S. and since the 50s. While research has postulated many theories explaining the rise in autoimmune diseases, the cause of autoimmune disease is probably linked to immunizations and GMO foods. I mean, we have now corn, we have soy as two of the biggest allergens, peanuts, and these are heavily modified crops with a lot of glyphosate used sprayed on them. And now we have a lot of children have allergies to these particular products, and now we begin to realize that our children's children are going to be even less healthy, Dave. And when you and I were children, there were very few kids who had problems with asthma. There were very few kids that had autism. Now the MIT says that...
Ted, let me ask you, what's causing all the asthma and the autism?
The asthma is primarily caused from a vitamin deficiency. B6 is the biggest vitamin deficiency for asthma, along with omega-3 fats. Usually if you give a child methylated B vitamins along with extra B6 and B5, you can get rid of the asthma within just a few days. I've seen it happen over and over and over again, along with cod liver oil and also some flaxseed oil. The autism is caused primarily from the... There's a whole plethora of things causing autism, not limited to the immunizations, also not limited to the increased amount of NAGLACE getting into the blood supply of children. We did a whole show with you on this, Dave, a couple of years ago, in which Dr. Bradstreet and Gonzalez had done tremendous amounts of research in, and they both were basically found dead. They departed the planet. And so I personally believe they were murdered. And the craziest thing about all of this stuff is they were trying to help guys, children who had autism, and they found that about 15% of the children who had autism when they underwent the treatment with what's called a GCMAF-activated macrophage molecule could be completely cured, they said, from autism. Up to 85% of the rest of the kids had some improvement. 15% showed no difference whatsoever. And what that has to do with is the white blood cell system and its ability to use vitamin D as in dog 3 to activate the white blood cell system called the macrophage to go in and get rid of diseases in the body. When NAGLACE is high and present in these children, it has a tendency to deactivate the macrophage molecule by stripping the sugar molecule off the bottom of the macrophage, not allowing the D3 to use the sugar molecule as a attachment to activate the molecule, which then causes these molecules to send out chemical messengers trying to get more macrophages to come in and pick up these different invading particles. So then they're releasing what's called cytokines, and these cytokines can actually create what's called a cytokine storm, which is what causes the encephalitic scream in these children at about the 18-month level when they're given their 18-month booster shots, and their body's immune system goes completely nuts and starts releasing cytokines, causing their brain to swell. And that's what causes the encephalitic scream, is the swelling of the brain, of which many of the pediatricians tell the parents who call up in a gasp saying, "What's going on with my child? They're screaming. Their back's been arched for 18 hours. And the response in many cases, "Oh, that's normal, don't worry about it," even while the parents are bringing the child to the emergency room. So it's one of these crazy things that these doctors, these pediatricians, kind of want to ignore what's happening with these immunizations and pretend like it's not real. They're a problem. They've got still have large amounts of aluminum in them. Some of the immunizations, such as the multivial flu shot, still contains thimerosal, large quantities of thimerosal, actually. And so we have to understand something. When you put large amounts of aluminum and mercury into the brain, these are neurotoxins. And they cause a lot of problems with these children from a neurological development. And also when you put a lot of these immunizations into the children and you're using soybean oil or peanut oil or whatever other oil you're using as an adjuvant, and when it gets injected into the child, if it gets injected into the muscle tissue, the macrophage or the immune system will pick up part of that muscle tissue along with this product that was injected in and will start thinking that this soft tissue is also part of the problem and develop an autoimmune disease and start attacking its own tissues. This is one of the big problems with lupus and a lot of these other autoimmune diseases. And again, it's linked directly back to the immunizations. In fact, the researcher from MIT said that by 2025 that there will be 50% of the children in the United States diagnosed with autism. Another researcher said by 2035, all boys will be diagnosed with autism. By 2037, all girls will be diagnosed with autism. But our Congress remains in its completely inept stage and doing what it's going to do, doing what it's doing. In fact, one of my pastor friends who was basically up at the prayer meeting for Donald Trump when they laid hands on him and prayed for him on Monday of last week said that he met with high members of Congress who told him that there was a plan on Capitol Hill to take the president out, basically to arrest him and take him out of office, take him out, like go away, like get him out of the way. And they were actually working on getting that implemented from the establishment that is so anti-Trump, anti-freedom, anti-nationalism, anti-everything that was American at one time. These are the Sabbatean Kabbalists that have come in and infiltrated right. with their communist ideology into Washington, D.C., and that's why so many of these people in D.C., these congressmen, have dual citizenships, which I personally believe that if a person is going to be a member of Congress or the Senate or the presidency whatsoever, they should not be allowed to hold dual citizenship with any other country.
I agree. Ted, I want to add to what you just said. I was going to hold this for tomorrow, but one of my better sources, and I've already revealed one thing that this person told me, the other thing that he revealed as well, and I'm coming out with this on a podcast and possibly an article, is that the plan is to institute total chaos in the country, and we go into martial law, and therefore, after that, Trump is taken out, and whoever takes his place, Mike Pence, who's disloyal as heck, he inherits a country that's already under martial law. No dissent, no protest, smooth transition of power right back to the deep state.
Well, next week I'm flying to Athens, Greece. I've had enough of being on the sidelines with this. I'm also going to try to get to Turkey while I'm there and to Istanbul. And if I can, I'm going to do live reports from both those capitals and just to let you guys know what's really happening with the immigrant invasion into Greece. I want to talk to shop owners there. I want to talk to people on the street, and I want to talk to the people in the hotels, and I want to get firsthand experience on what happened under the austerity of the Rothschild satanic cabal that has basically frozen the assets and the money of the people in Athens and how it's affected the general overall economy and what the people are doing who live there, basically living under tyranny and under slavery at this point. Because remember, these Rothschild boys, they currently own slaves. That's what they do. They're the biggest slave traders there ever were, of these Sabbateans. They still have slavery all over the world. I mean, this is just the Middle East, Africa, all of the places. I mean, we think that, you know, we have these people from the United States that are protesting that what happened with slavery, what happened here 200 years ago, they don't want to say anything about the slavery that's happening globally right now. They don't want to talk about the millions and millions and millions of children that go missing every year globally, and a lot of them are sold into sex slave trafficking rings, etc. I mean, this is something nobody wants to talk about because these same bankers that are involved with the running of the world's drugs and the opium and the heroin through Afghanistan, through the CIA, with the use of the Vatican, are also involved in the slave business and also in human organ trafficking, childhood trafficking, money trafficking, drug trafficking. All of this stuff is going on and on and on around us, and everybody wants to pretend like it's not happening. That's one of the biggest things that people need to be concerned about with the 5G rollout, because what we have to understand is this. This isn't an evolution or improvement upon the cellular network. This is a whole new form of communication that can be used in military applications. 5G is all about the Internet of Things, about everything talking to everything else. Former FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler said, from pill bottles to plant waterers, everything will have an IP address. Everything will be categories. Everything will be digitized. It's about self-driving cars and connecting everything up to a smart infrastructure, smart appliances, broadband everywhere. Everything will become a node on the smart grid control. The 5G frequency band is also used for crowd dispersal guns called active denial systems. 5G can see through walls. It can see through your clothes. It can see if you're carrying a weapon. It can use to target you with a millimeter band wave and disable you in your house until the police arrive. The potential use of this entire program is staggering. Dr. Deborah Lee Davis is one of the leading voices against the 5G rollout, and she asserts that the frequencies to be used haven't been tested for safety. Prior to his departure from the FCC, Tom Wheeler was so very forceful in his opinion that no time should be wasted on such testing, so that the U.S. could be first in the market with 5G, which he said was going to create billions and billions of dollars of new wealth, probably from all of the tumors it's going to cause. Davis is a very highly credentialed physician as a founding director in the Board of Environmental Studies and Toxicology of the U.S. National Research Council, and Israel's research studies presented at an international conference revealed that 5G uses the same electromagnetic frequencies that are used for crowd control, as we mentioned earlier, and they will tie together more than 50 billion devices as part of the Internet of Things. Verizon has just announced 5G networks will be tested in 11 U.S. cities. Networks would involve the deployment of millions of antennas nationwide, thousands in each city, almost in every city block, because millimeter waves could not easily travel through buildings or other obstacles. Proposed installations have led to public outcry in residential areas where homeowners do not want antennas mounted at their yards or near schools. The rollout, by the way, of the smart grid begins this year, 2017, with plans to have it fully online by 2022. And then there's a 15-year plan to hand everything over to the AI, which will be by 2037. And they're saying by 2025, which is 8 years from now, the AI will become self-aware through the D-Wave computer, tying us into the interdimensional interface with Lucifer himself, which they're not telling us, but that's what's going to happen. They'll be able to track us, follow every footstep, enslave us. Basically, they couldn't track your slaves, they'll be able to track us, because the Rothschilds are all about tracking the slaves. They can control us. They can cut us off from our money, from our supplies, from our food. They can monitor everything. It's a dystopian Orwellian state tyranny, completely and totally out of control. That's the 5G. And I talked about a lot of that on Monday's show a week ago in full detail, much more than that. And also, I tied it together with the magnetosphere yesterday with chemtrails. But we have to understand something. I mean, we've got all of these different groups of people out there now promoting all of these drugs, and you have to understand, everyone needs to realize this, that because of mergers and acquisitions, the bulk of the drug companies right now that practice pharmakia, which the Bible prohibits in the book of Revelation, they're owned by the Rothschild banking cartels, either through direct stock purchases or interlocking corporate directorships or control. And then remember, the Rothschild banking cartel is also the same group that runs the media, that owns and controls pretty much all the media. And so they're buying up everything. This is exactly what they did in Nazi Germany in the Weimar Republic Germany in 1921, which led to Nazi Germany, where they completely collapsed the economy in Germany and took over everything. They don't want to tell you that a new research study just proved that chemotherapy may spread cancer and trigger more aggressive tumors. Many scientists have warned us this for years and years and years. And, you know, we have around 55,000 women are diagnosed with breast cancer in Britain every year. About 11,000 will die of these illnesses, and many are given chemotherapy before surgery. But the new research suggests that although it shrinks the tumors in the short term, it triggers the spread of cancer cells around the body. And they have known this for many, many years, Dave. This isn't new information. Duke now is getting a $100 million lawsuit because they're producing fraudulent studies for the EPA. North Carolina Duke University has admitted it used and manipulated and fabricated data about respiratory illnesses to obtain grants from the EPA. Investigators believe that a former lab tech was responsible for this. The bogus data was funded by grants worth $112 million to Duke and $120 million to other universities in North Carolina. The data was used to link exposure to airborne particulates to respiratory infections and diseases, and it was used by the EPA to justify the Clean Air Act that imposes harsh restrictions on air quality. Duke gave the research for the Clean Air Act that gave us all of these environmental restrictions, and it's completely and totally bogus. Duke University admitted Sunday that it used and manipulated and completely fabricated the data, Dave, about respiratory illness to obtain grants from the EPA. I mean, you can't even make this crap up. I mean, these guys are unreal. These guys are involved in all of this stuff. And then another interesting article, 4,250% increase in fetal deaths reported after the flu shot was given to pregnant women. I'm going to repeat that. Yeah. 4,250% increase in fetal deaths reported after flu shot was given to pregnant women. Documentation received from the National Coalition of Organized Women states that between 2009 and 2010, the mercury-laden combined flu vaccines have increased the vaccine adverse events reporting systems fetal deaths by 4,250% in women who are pregnant. I mean, it's unbelievable. But again, remember, the Jason group, the Jason committee back in the 50s, they decided that one of the key things that they had to do on this planet, Dave, this is a group of scientists who worked together with NASA and also worked together with DARPA to put together the plan for this next coming century, and they said that one of the most important things they had to do was reduce the population of the planet, And that's exactly what they're doing. They're using the fluoride, which reduces male sperm counts. They're using these flu shots and these vaccines to cause these pregnant women to miscarriage. They're causing so many children to come down with autism now. These kids will never be able to reproduce. Remember, the average white people in the United States only have about 1.3 children per year, or per marriage, per lifetime, which is not enough to sustain growth. You have to have like 2.6%. Same thing's happened in Europe. Same thing's happened with France. And that's why the only growth we've had in our population in our country now in the past 30, 40 years has been because of immigration, Dave. And we simply aren't having enough babies to reproduce to create more babies in the next generation. Because remember, if you and your wife only have one child, that means that your population is going to be cut in half in one generation. So if 100 million people have one baby, there's only going to be, you know, 50 million babies to have another set of the population when everybody else dies off. This is what's happened in the Europe and in the United States, and that's why we've had such an explosion of migrant populations in the United States and in Europe. And basically, Gaddafi said before he was killed, he said that basically they will take Europe over by 2050, and they'll never have to fire a shot because the Muslims have, on the average, between 6 to 8 children per family, which is like 3 times what they need to sustain population growth. And with the Germans and the Dutch and the Spanish and the French and everybody else not having any kids anymore, it's basically, you know, going to cause a massive change of the demographics. This happens really on purpose because they don't want white people to breed. They don't want white people to do much of anything except to die. And I hate to say that, Dave, but that's how they feel. And they basically say that when you listen to some of these people that are on TV, and they are saying now that white women should never even be allowed to have any more children. The problem what they have to understand is this. The Protestant work ethic that came over from Germany and France and England in the, you know, 16, 17, 1800s in this country massively changed the work ethics, the ethos in the United States, which caused people to really want a free enterprise system. In Africa, they were still dealing with tribal warfare. In different parts of the world, they still were just dealing with just different caste systems. But in the United States, we have the ability, through the Protestant work ethic, to really explode our country from an industrial standpoint. And we had children to back it up. Now we're not doing that anymore. And now we're having so many people that are suffering from infertility because of fluoride. Remember, fluoride was first used in the Nazi concentration camps to make the inmates servile and infertile. And we went into Dachau in 45, and we saw the research that had been done by the German scientists who were really into eugenics and population control. In 1947, 46, we started putting fluoride in the water supply of the United States, and it massively reduces sperm count in men, and it causes infertility. And then we gave a whole bunch of people the DES shots back in the 50s, diethylstilbestrol, which gave us an entire generation of mothers who couldn't get pregnant. That was with my generation. My wife Sharon's mother took that particular drug, and we had a fit of a time having children, and we ended up having to go into a fertility clinic to have the last 3 because of her mom taking DES. My mother also took diethylstilbestrol, and my sister couldn't have any children. And so it's all about decreasing the population of the United States, and then let's not even talk about the thalamide babies and what happened to all those poor children. And all of these things are known, that you don't mess with a woman who's pregnant, that her whole DNA formation of that fetus is sacrosanct. You leave it alone, but now they don't do that now. Now they're insisting that pregnant women get flu shots with a 4,250% increase in fetal deaths due to the flu shots, all because of eugenics trying to bring down the population density. And this is why we talked to you guys so many times, and I talked to Doug Hagman, because, you know, his blood sugar was over 450. He was almost hospitalized, and I said, Doug, you got to change your diet. You got to get your insulin working again. You got to do a bunch of changes, and we put together a whole protocol for him. Now his blood sugar is normal. We've got a lot of people who have problems with depression. I mean, just dealing with the news nowadays, you have the real problem with depression.
Before you go down the news avenue,
we developed a product, Dave, called Cortisol Buster, which actually stabilizes that and makes you feel pretty good all day long. And that actually turned into one of our best sellers, is the Cortisol Buster. And then we have the magnesium brain food, which helps to chelate the aluminum back out of the brain from the chemtrails. Phenomenal product.
Cortisol Buster, and what was the other one?
Magnesium brain food, and then we've got 3 multiple vitamins. And guys, if you like the show tonight, and you like my show or you like Hagman's show or Dave's show, you know, we're all working together and sponsoring each other's show and helping each other. What I'd love to do is this. You know, just get your multiple vitamins from us. We have a powdered multiple that's better than anything you've ever used in your whole life. That's what I personally take. It's phenomenal the way it absorbs. It's a powdered supplement. We've got a vitamin in capsules, which is kept powder in capsules. And we've also got a chewable vitamin for children. And all of them are phenomenal. We only use like things like methylcobalamin instead of cyanide cobalamin. We only use the top quality Ambien chelates that we can get. Everything is the best, the best, the best. And you will feel a difference just on these vitamins. And if you don't like to swallow pills, you can take the powder. If you don't like to swallow pills, you can take the chewable. If your kids don't want to swallow a pill, they can take the chewable or they can take the powder. We give you the opportunity with these very, very high quality products. They're very good pricing. The multiple is only like $25 in the capsule. The chewable is a little bit more and the powder is a little bit more. And you get so much value from these products. So thank you again for supporting us and thank you for listening tonight. Also, cholesterol drugs, statin drugs now have been shown to cause and probably cause Parkinson's disease, Dave. Isn't that special?
Well, what do you say? I mean, it's across the board. I mean, Ted, you can't turn on late night TV where you don't have some woman representing an attorney with a phone number there saying, help us sue this big pharma company because they did this, this, and that wrong. It's universal.
No, it is, Dave. And now, the Sabbatean Kabbalists, the Luciferians, the Rothschild boys, not just the Rothschilds, all these guys that practiced the dark arts, these druids. I mean, Winston Churchill was a druid, for heaven's sakes. This is all fallen angel worship is what this is. This goes all the way back to Nimrod. This goes back to Genesis chapter 6. These fallen angels have basically taught mankind, which was passed through one of the sons of Noah, how to do all this stuff and how to control the energy fields around the planet, which in turn creates more negative energy, which creates like a biofeedback loop. We talked about this on Friday on my show, which drives the energy lower and lower and lower until you start having hatred and bitterness and anger all of the time. Remember what it says in the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter 6. It said, every thought of every man was evil all of the time. This is what they're going back to. And people are always saying to me, well, we're going to have a nuclear war. My response is always, I don't believe that. They spent too much money now installing all of these networks. They've got all of their controls back in place. I believe we may have a biological attack. I believe we may have a nuclear false flag in which we won't even know for sure it was a nuclear weapon, which will institute martial law or probably start a civil war in our country. I don't personally believe that they're going to come in and start nuking the infrastructure, setting up a bunch of EMPs all over the place, destroying all of the electronics, when the entire goal has been to get the control system back to the way it was in Genesis chapter 6, which is why Jesus says in the New Testament, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be with the return of the Son of Man, which he's speaking about himself, Jesus, because he knew they were going to put the control place back in state. Now remember, it's taking 4,000 to 6,000 years to put it back in place, because they were using the old magnetic ley lines, which when you move water at over 200 meters per second, it creates a massive energy field. And if you keep it at that level for an extended period of time, it'll actually produce petroleum. People don't realize that. There's no such thing as dinosaur bones creating dinosaurs creating gas or oil. The earth makes its own oil. It makes its own petroleum. It makes its own tar. And it does it through the magnetic ley lines with water being pushed through fissures at over 200 meters per second. In Germany, they've actually been able to reproduce this and make diesel fuel out of water in their laboratories by doing this. And what happens, you create a tremendous energy field when you move water at over 200 meters per second through a confined space. And this is what was going on in these magnetic ley lines around the planet in which they were building their pyramids to control the energy field around the planet. When God came in Genesis, and he basically opened the fountains of the deep, broke the hydrogen shield around the earth, a lot of scientists speculate, and separated the continents, these magnetic ley lines were disconnected, and they no longer had the ability at that point to generate the energy field. So I don't believe for one second, now they've got their Gwen towers in place, now they've got their cell towers in place, now they're putting their 5G networks in place, they've got their radar-based C-domes in place, and all of the Doppler radar systems in place. I don't believe for one second that they're going to come in with nuclear weapons and destroy their own infrastructure for the use to control the energy field around the planet. I don't believe they're going to do that.
I tend to agree with you, but I also think we can't discount things like a grid takedown. We can't discount things like a chemical biological attack.
No, that's what they're going to do. They can take the grid down without taking their systems down. They can take the entire grid down and do it on purpose. They can take that. They can spray us with sarin gas. What do you think all these beta tests have been all over these countries when Saddam Hussein used the sarin nerve gas? Remember, sarin nerve gas is fluorine gas. It's fluoride. It's how poisonous this crap is they put in the water supply. And they spray this sarin, this fluorine gas on people. Just get a couple drops on your skin and it kills you because it goes up the nerve channels. That this stuff is unbelievably poisonous. And they can go spray large metropolitan areas with fluorine gas, or with sarin gas, and the population is going to die. 90-95% is going to be dead. And then at that point, the infrastructure is still in place. They can also take large sections of the country, turn off the grids, say that we took a Compton effect or an EMP, and turn back around and say, oh, by the way, all these people won't have any water or food or anything else for the next year. And again, it'll massively reduce the population of the undesirables in the areas where they don't want them. And that's why my friends who are, you know, hunkered down in cabins, and I talk to them every once in a while, say, look, guys, it doesn't make any difference. They're going to do whatever they're going to do. I said, the whole thing we have to do is realize this, that when you have a relationship with God and you're in covenant with Him through Christ, through the Holy Spirit in God's dimension, that even if they come for you and they take you out, that you're just going to leave here, because the energy is not your energy in your body, your brain, your soul, your spirit is not going to get destroyed. It's going to just move up to God. They can't hurt you. That's why the Bible says, and Jesus said, oh death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? Because it goes away for Christians. That's why they're so anti-Christians, because they know that we have the authority to put them under our feet and that we don't have to listen to them. And that's one of the primary reasons they've been forced, because of Christians, to tell us what they're going to do in advance so that we can say, no, we won't allow you to do that to us. And by doing so, we resist them. No one's ever going to be given the mark of the beast by force. I don't believe that. They'll have their bank account shut down if they don't get the bank mark of the beast, and they'll voluntarily take the mark of the beast, which will basically, you know, destine them to hell. They won't get to heaven. You know, whatever you want hell to be in your own existence or in your own life or whatever you want to think it is for your own reality. I don't want to go into the description of hell that I think about. So the reality is this. They're not going to force this on you. They don't force immunizations on you yet. And so unless you're like a nurse in some professions and hospitals, they'll force you to do that. Or they can still, you can just quit and leave and go do something else. You have to voluntarily take these poisons they're putting into your system. That's what they're going to do with the mark of the beast. They're going to allow you to make that choice. Because it's freedom of will. God gave us that, which really must have just got Lucifer unbelievably angry that he had, you know, that we have that ability. This is what Adam and Eve had, what Adam and Eve did. Adam and Eve basically were still very children-like. You know, they had not experienced life. They were created as full-blown adults, is how I read it in the Bible. And so they really were very naive and very immature, and they allowed Lucifer, the serpent, however you want to perceive him to be, to come in and basically mislead them. Now, what's interesting about this is when you look at all these different cultures, from Quetzalcoatl to all these different types of serpent gods, you have all of these different serpent gods from the eons of time back that are basically being recorded by these ancient people as far as their gods that have come down and done things to them. So, guys, this isn't some kind of new revelation that we're getting, but the one thing these serpent gods always did was require the child sacrifice, which is what they always do to get their energy into their systems, into their field. Because remember, we generate light photons when we create energy, and it's that light photonic energy that apparently these things feed off of, which is why I believe the Bible says that Satan runs about as a roaring lion, seeking those whom he may devour. So guys, it's an interesting theory when you start looking at all of this stuff and realizing that it's through freedom of will that we allow them to do this stuff to us. By the way, studies to cholesterol studies showing that statin drugs may cause Parkinson's disease. This is really just crazy. This is Penn State provided the evidence that the opposite is true, that statin drugs can actually lead to Parkinson's disease instead of reducing the risks of Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is a progressive central nervous system disease with a prognosis of worsening symptoms that is marked by uncontrollable tremors that often start with one hand, rigid muscles, slow, sometimes halting movement, and imprecise motor control. Parkinson's disease affects primarily those over 60s and middle age, but it can strike younger men and women also. So the research at Penn State is showing now that statin drugs, that lower cholesterol, is being linked to Parkinson's disease. Another thing is zinc deficiency. By the way, you have to have enough zinc to maintain proper sperm function. Can cause a massive reduction in disease-fighting cells, reduction in sperm, and can contribute to growth of tumors and cause cognitive depression. And also, it can also cause colds and respiratory illnesses to continue to get much, much worse. Dr. Brownstein and other medical doctors have responded to the AMA's opposition to vaccine research. Here's what the American Medical Association has said. Listen to this. This quote. The AMA fully supports the overwhelming body of evidence, this is not true by the way, but this is what they support, and rigorous scientific process used by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which demonstrate vaccines are among the most effective and safest interventions to both prevent individual illness and protect the health of the public, and that no further research needs to be done. I mean, this is crazy to me. But autism is occurring at epidemic rates, Dave. We've got over a million kids now in the U.S. diagnosed with autism, and so something in the environment is responsible for causing autism epidemics, except, again, this immunization thing to these guys is sacrosanct, and it can't be touched. So they'll allow these kids to continue to come down with autism and yet never look at the smoking gun in the room, which when they started giving these kids all of these immunizations, autism went through the roof. Another article showed again that aluminum salts found in popular antiperspirant products can cause tumor growth and breast cancer. That's why we have a anti-aluminum, no aluminum, antiperspirant deodorant. Actually, it's not antiperspirant. Deodorant in a Health Masters, and it uses magnesium salts instead, which actually helps to nourish the body. And then we have all of these different drugs, Dave, that are shown to cause Alzheimer's disease and memory loss and premature senile dementia with many of these ladies and men who are in nursing homes. And these things, I could give you a whole list of drugs. They're antibiotics, antihistamines, interferons, high blood pressure drugs, insulin, beta blockers, antipsychotics, lithium, barbiturates, chemotherapy drugs, painkillers, sleeping pills, but particularly sleeping pills, by the way, benzodiazepines. I mean, crazy stuff that they're giving people that are actually destroying their memories in nursing homes and assisted living care, and they think it's okay. By the way, scientists have proven a direct link now between aluminum and early onset Alzheimer's disease. But of course, we have known this for many, many years, and now they're doing more and more research, actually putting the buttons together as far as how it works and what the actual mechanisms are that cause this. And now we find that high levels of aluminum are in 80% of the people tested for toxicity. Why? Primarily because of aluminum pots and pans, using aluminum foil to cook with, aluminum triskelate added to anti-caking ingredients in baking powder and baking soda, aluminum chlorhydrate antiperspirant deodorants, and aluminum being added to chemtrails, which massively increases the amount of aluminum that goes through your olfaction system directly into the brain. That's why our magnesium brain food has been shown clinically to actually tie into the aluminum in the brain through the blood-brain barrier and help to remove the magnesium or chelate it from the brain. That's been one of our other top-selling products, too, by the way. We're basically living in an age of aluminum, Dave, and it's getting worse and worse. And by the way, if you go to our website and you want to support us, thank you, by the way, if you use a Dave5 coupon, Dave5, D-A-V-E with the number 5, you get 5% off your entire order with the exception of the kits. The kits we can't do that with because they're already priced down so low. By the way, aluminum exposure reduces sperm count. We mentioned that earlier. And flu shots, they're now saying, could be related to all of this massive increase in male infertility. So we have all of this stuff, Dave, that we talk about, and we've tried to show you guys all of these things. But we try to tell people that statins basically are the greatest medical fraud of all time, that immunizations have been directly linked to all of these crazy diseases that we've talked about with autoimmune disorders. We talked about the 307 patients that were done in one study who suffered from cataracts, and they're saying it was directly from statins, that 23 additional patients developed acute kidney failure from statins. This is out of 1,000 people in the 10,000 people in the study. 74 extra patients developed liver dysfunction. Statins increased muscle fatigue by 30% and caused a 11.3% incidence of rhabdomyolysis in high dosages. And they also say, what's more, it induces inflammatory myopathy, including necrotizing autoimmunomyopathy with immunosuppression and statin-related myopathy can last up to 12 months. I mean, statin drugs cause kidney damage, they cause liver damage, and what this article is not saying is they've been linked to cancer. That's one side effect that all statin drugs do, is they all cause cancer. They increase the risk of diabetes, they increase the risk of insulin resistance, they increase the risk of Parkinson's disease. This is all to reduce your cholesterol from normal levels of around 200 to 250 to lower, which decreases your testosterone, which lowers your sperm count, which turns your brain to mush, makes you feel absolutely awful. You can't remember anything anymore because they want you to have an abnormally low cholesterol level, which they say is linked to heart disease, which they know is not linked to heart disease. It's the inflammation that's linked to heart disease, and cholesterol is necessary by the body. It's actually a lubricant made by the body and by the liver to make sure your blood flows more efficiently through your central cardiovascular system. Guys, it's nonsense to this whole thing that's going on with the statin drugs. It's crazy they're actually getting away with this stuff, Dave.
Well, it is. Ted, let me ask you about diabetes drugs. Give us an assessment there, and let's use that as an example of if someone came to you, you'd say, this is what I think you ought to be using in terms of Health Masters products. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, you know, let's look at one product. Let's look at metformin. Metformin's been shown to cause pancreatic cancer. Okay, plus it makes you feel absolutely awful for many of the people that take the metformin. So what I always tell people this is before you discontinue any insulin or any metformin or any kind of drug you're taking, always make sure you talk to your medical doctor and make sure they're okay with you going on a nutritional protocol of trying to change your diet and reducing your blood sugar without the use of drugs and have them take you off the medicine. That's what's so very important. I've got to issue that disclaimer because I don't want people to stop taking drugs, not changing their diet, and going into diabetic shock. I mean, we don't need all that stuff going on. You've got to change your diet. Number one, you've got to start drinking more water. Think through this for a second with me. If I take apple juice and I take a glass of straight apple juice and I taste it, or I test it on a Brix meter, which is determined the total percentage of sugar in it, and is, let's say it's 30. If I dilute that apple juice 50-50 with water, now the Brix meter is going to read 15. If I dilute it again, the Brix meter is going to say I got 7.5% sugar. If I dilute it again, it's going to be 3.5% sugar. The water dilutes the sugar. When you drink distilled water, which we have distillers and Health Masters also, it helps to dilute body fluids. It's exactly like it does with apple juice when you dilute it. And so you reduce your sugar automatically. This is why they don't want you drinking a bunch of water before you go in for a blood test for your sugar. This is why they tell you not to do it, because it'll lower automatically. Same thing with cholesterol. But what you have to be careful with is you can't just do it one time or two times. You have to consistently drink half your body weight in fluid ounces per day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces of water per day. So that's 10 ounce glasses. You have to sip it throughout the day. Now, to really get the bang for the buck, use lemon juice, fresh squeezed lemon juice with every glass, 1 ounce of lemon juice per 9 ounces of water. You can sweeten it with stevia, put ice in it, make iced tea, ice lemonade out of it. Tastes great. And do that, and that'll massively increase the strength of the pancreatic enzymes because it's anionic. And what it does, it creates more energy from the food that you're eating, and it makes the bile much more effective inside of the liver. So it's really important to do that. Number three, I would take turmeric every single day. I would probably start off, if you had high blood sugar and you're working with your doctor to change the dosing of your medicine, to go ahead and take three of those three times a day and start there. I would take our cinnamon extract product. I would take the cod liver oil. And I would also take our insulin support product. And if you do all of that along with a dietary change and get off the sugar, drink the water, take the lemonade, take your supplements, you do all of that together, in the vast majority of the cases, your blood sugar will return to normal within 2 to 3 weeks without the use of drugs. But you need to make sure you check with your doctor before you come off of any drugs. It's very important you do that, because if you're still taking all these drugs and you start doing this, you're going to go into diabetic shock. Your sugar could go too low. This is very important that you understand this. But the water in these supplements by themselves, in most cases with the dietary changes, I mean, if you're living on Hostess Twinkies and Ding Dongs and you're thinking your blood sugar is going to come down because you took a couple of vitamins, it's not going to happen. You have to do a complete lifestyle change, including reducing the amount of caffeine that you have. Guys, I haven't had any coffee in 6-8 months now. I haven't even had a purple stick tonight. Dave caught me just before I took my melatonin. And this is just Ted Brewer. If you got me with another 30 minutes, I've been saying, Dave, I'm going to sleep. I'm on my melatonin. And I did take my melatonin about 15 minutes ago, but it takes about 30 minutes to work on me, so I was okay. But guys, I have this much energy all the time. Dave talks to me. We talk all the time. I'm always like this. I mean, with or without purple sticks, I'm like this. Now, purple sticks, I may take a half a purple stick for a Hagman show because it's like 3 hours and just keep my energy levels up. But I start running out of energy at about 2.5 hours with Doug. And that's why, you know, I love doing his show and I love talking to his listeners. But 3 hours on the air without a guest or just trying to carry the show or having the majority of the spots that you're doing on your own as far as discussing a lot of different stuff with Joe and Doug bouncing it back to you, it takes a lot of energy. So I will use a purple stick for stuff like that. But remember, I'm only on Hagman a couple times a month, and I only usually a purple stick first thing in the morning. And by the way, we have a big special, a big sale on purple sticks now. They're like 10% off. Huge discount. And what they are, they're green tea extract sticks that have B vitamins in them, and what they allow you to do is to massively increase your energy levels without running your cortisol up, which is caused by caffeine. And by the way, coffee is one of the worst things you can drink. If you have high blood sugar. It really is, because it really kicks into the liver and the adrenals to dump a bunch of sugar into the bloodstream. So you really have to come off of coffee if you're trying to bring your blood sugar down, at least for the short term until you can get it stabilized. But those are your key steps.
What about iced tea, Ted?
Iced tea is okay, but you got to sweeten it with stevia, and you need to make sure that it's green tea and not stuff like Lipton with a bunch of caffeine in it. But it's okay, but it's fine. But, you know, and Sharon makes a really good, oh, gosh, what's it called? It's made from a green leaf plant, moringa. She makes a really good moringa tea that's absolutely delicious. But, again, if you just drink the lemonade, Dave, you know, 6 or 7 times a day with an ounce of lemon juice each time, even 2 or 3 times a day with an ounce of lemon juice to start with, you're going to see a massive, massive increase in your digestion efficiency and your bile strength, and you're going to find that you're going to be a much, much better off as far as from a, you know, blood sugar standpoint if you don't do anything else besides just the lemonade and the water. But remember, the lemonade has to be fresh from fresh lemons. It can't be reconstituted lemon. It won't work, because it changes its energy fields. It changes. It goes from from cationic to anionic, and it doesn't from anionic to cationic. As far as this deals with rotation spin in the outer shell of the electrons, and this is why it's the only food you can eat that's the same as bile in the body is the juice of a fresh squeezed lemon, and that's why it helps to digest. That's the only food on the planet that we know of that does this, and that's why it's a miracle product, and I absolutely love it. You can look it up online; it'll go into detail on this stuff for you. And when we had the clinic set up years ago. I've had my clinic closed, gosh, for 25 years now. Not 25 years, probably like 17 years. No longer than that, Dave. It's been, I'm not trying to pull Mr. Haney.
No, I hear you. Ted, we're just about out of time. I need to bring this to a nexus here, because you've got specials that you, when you come on the show, you're always really kind, even if it's last minute like this. You're really kind to put together specials for my listening audience. And the coupon code, people, to get 5% off any of Ted's great products is DAVE5, D-A-V-E. And I'll tell you, Ted's rescued me twice. He's rescued Doug Hagman, and he can help with whatever ails you. I hope the FDA is not listening, but it's true. I go to Ted before I go to my doctor. Ted, we are out of time. We need to scoot, but I wanted to thank you for joining us, and thanks so much from the bottom of my heart. I owe you one for standing in at the last minute.
I appreciate you, Dave. God bless you, buddy, and I'll talk to you this week.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Well, our thanks to Ted Brower, and I just wanted to mention that special again, because anytime we bring a guest on and they have something that they're selling, what their business is, and it's always common courtesy to promote that for them if they're kind enough to come on, and I always ask them, can you give the listening audience a break? And oftentimes they do. And so Ted is doing that for you. It's day five, as I said, is the coupon code there to take 5% off. And I'll tell you, everybody needs to start stockpiling healthcare products, because you're not going to get prescriptions when things get tough. Well, in hour number three, we're going to have child sex traffic researcher Liz Croken. And she writes on more than that, but she is the best in that area that I know in the country. She'll be joining us in just a moment.